Bochus Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bochus Bavli, Daf Nun Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Dalad Amad Aleph, the second last line of the page, Piska, Alavokim, Vechule. The Mishnah began a list of several cases upon which one makes a blessing of Shekoicha Ugvosai Molei Oilam. The first one is Alavokim on lightning, etc. Rav Yumia, Rav Yizira, V'shem Rav Chistoi, Dai Pam Achas Bechol Hayom. Rav Yumia and Rav Zera, quoting Rav Chistoi, said, it suffices to make the blessing once in a day. And Rav Yosi, Ma'an and Kaimin, Im Betorodin, Dai Pam Achas Bayom, Im Be'mafzikim Mevach Al Kol Achas Va'achas. Rav Yosi says, what's the case? It's when they were constant, means the clouds didn't disperse in between. But if they were interrupted, means the clouds dispersed, then he can bless on each one. Chaled Rav Yosi Min Hado, Hay Yoshi B'chanusai, Shall Vaisem Kolayim, Enem Mavach El Achas, Avim Hayon Nichnas V'Yotze, Nichnas V'Yotze, Mavach Al Kol Pam Upam. The source is that Rav Yosi learns it from a Vaisa, that if one was sitting in a fragrant store the entire day, he blesses only once on the fragrances, but if he entered and left, he blesses each time that he enters. Asa, I should say, Rav Acha V'Chanina B'Shem Rav Chista, Im B'Toyodim Dai Pam Achas V'Yom, Im Mavfikim Mavach Al Kol Achas V'Achas. Rav Acha V'Chanina came and said, in the name of Rav Chista, if they were constant, it suffices to bless once a day. If they were interrupted, he blesses on each one. Haya Yosef B'Beis Akisei or B'Beis Sifikaria, Im Yochel Aseis V'Lavach B'Seich K'dei Dibbo Yitzei V'Im Lav Lo Yitzei. If one was sitting in a toilet or in the executioner's house, that also has a foul odor, if he can leave and bless Teich K'dei Dibbo, which means the time it takes to greet someone, then he leaves and blesses. If not, he does not leave. Rav Yirmiya Boi, Haya Yoshev B'Seich Beisai Orem, Moshe Yaseh Beisai K'moi Malbush V'Yotzi Roshi Chutz L'Chalayin V'Yivorech. Rav Yirmiya asked, if he was sitting naked in his house, is his house considered like a garment that he can stick his head out of the window and make a blessing? Haya Yoshev Migdal Orem, Migdal Moshe Yaseh Leikamin Malbush V'Yotzi Roshi Chutz L'Chalayin V'Yivorech. And if not, then if he was sitting naked in a chest, is the chest considered like a garment that if he sticks his head out of the window of the chest and blesses, it will be permitted? And the Gemara does not answer these questions. Piska ala ruches aymen boch shekoyche malei oilam. The Mishnah taught that on winds one says this blessing, that blessed is Hashem whose might fills the world. Masnisa b'sheboyin b'zaf azab b'sheboyin b'nachas aymen boch oysa mas b'reshus. The Gemara makes a limitation that our Mishnah is when they are violent winds, but if they blow calmly, then he says, Baruch Oise Bereshis. Amr B'Shur Ben Chananya B'Shar Shah Ruach Yotze La'ilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu M'shabroi B'Horim M'rashloi B'Gvois V'Oime Laitein Da'atcha Shloi Tavik V'Yosi. B'Shur Ben Chananya says, when wind goes out to the world, Hashem breaks it on the mountains and weakens it on the hills, and tells it, be mindful not to harm my creations. Ma'atam, ki ruach melefonai ya'atef, mishalhi lei kemada at amau, besatef olai ruchi. What's the source? That there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Zayin, pasuk Tev Zayin, that says, when a spirit from before me humbled itself, Hashem weakens it, as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Membeis, pasuk Dalet, when my spirit enwraps itself upon me. Kol kach lama, why is all this weakening necessary? Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Acha on Neshamis on Yasisi b'shur Neshamis Yasisi. Rav Chuna answers in the name of Rav Acha, and he quotes again the end of that pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Nun Zayin Perek Tev Zayin, and souls which I have made means due to the Neshamis, the souls that I have made. Amar Rav Chuna b'shloish makaymis yotzar ruach shle b'mishkal obikesh la'achriv esa'ilam koloi achas v'yemei yoyna v'achas v'yemei elio v'achas v'yemei iyoiv. Rav Chuna says, in three places wind went out abnormally strong and sought to destroy the entire world, once in the days of Yonah, once in the days of Elio, and once in the days of Eov. B'yemei Yonah, Hashem hita ruach gadola. B'yemei Eov, v'hinei ruach gadola bar me'eva hamidbar v'gamer. In the days of Yonah, we find it in Yonah Peret Aleph, Pasuk Dalad, it says Hashem cast a mighty wind, and in the days of Eov, it says in Eov Perek Aleph Pasuk Yotes, and behold, a great wind came from the other side of the desert. And V'yemei Eliyahu minayin, V'yinei Hashem over v'ruach gadol l'chazak mefarik ha'im. What's the source in the days of Eliyahu? It's in Malachim Aleph Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud Aleph, and behold, Hashem passed, and there was a mighty great wind that broke mountains. Amr Yudan Bar Shalom, Neima Oifa Shal Iyoif B'shvilai Haya, V'shal Yonim B'shvilai Haya. Rav Yudan Bar Shalom objected, he said we should say that the one in the days of Iyoif was to punish him, and the one in the days of Yonah was for him. What's the source that it sought to destroy the entire world? Einecha Ela Shal Eliyahu Shaya Kuthnikoim. And therefore, the only one in the days of Eliyahu, which was a whirlwind, which thought to destroy the entire world. And we quote again the pasuk there in Menachem Aleph, Perek Yutes, pasuk Aleph, and then pasuk Yudbeis, where it says, "And behold, Hashem passes." And then the end of the pasuk it says, "And after the wind, there's an earthquake." And the next pasuk says, "After the earthquake, fire, not in the fire, was Hashem." Piska Rav Yehuda Omer Haroya Es Hayom HaGadol Omer Baruch She'asa Es Hayom HaGadol Bezman Shuroya Lepachim. The Mishnah taught from Rav Yehuda that if one sees the great ocean, he says, "Blessed Hashem who made the great ocean." That's if he sees it sporadically. V'kama Perek Echad L'Shloshim Yom. How much is considered sporadical is once in 30 days. Shimon Kamatria Shal Lebechir Ba'aba Begain Da'ana Chama V'Salik L'Yerushalayim V'Chol Shah, I should say, Mao Shunikra. Shimon Kamatria asked Rebechir Ba'aba, "Because I am a donkey driver and I go to Yerushalayim regularly, must I tear for seeing the city destroyed every time?" Amalei imeter shloshim yoim I ata sarach likoya, la'ach shloshim yoim sarach ata likoya. Rebechir Ba'aba answered, "If it's within 30 days of the last visit, you need not tear. If it's after 30 days, you must tear." Rebechuna Shimon Kamatria B'Shem Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachman V'Yonathan Ben Gershon Ben Menashe Nun Talui Im Zocha Ben Moshe Ben Lav Ben Menashe. Rebechuna, quoting Shimon Kamatria, quoting Shmuel Bar Nachman, said, quoting the pasuk in Shoshtim Perek Yotches Pasuk Lamed, in discussing the children of Dan set up themselves an idol, the pasuk says, "And Yehonathan the son of Gershon, the son of Menashe." The nun of the word Menashe is suspended. It teaches us that if he merits, means if he repents, he's considered the son of Moshe. If he does not merit, he's considered the son of Menashe, ben Chizkia, who was an idolater. Chavaya bon, koimi Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, koimi haya la'avodah zarah, beherech yomim. The students asked Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, "Yonathan was a priest of idolatry and he lived so long." It says that he and his sons were priests ad yoim golas ha'aretz, so they were priests all the way until the exile from the land. Amalon al yedei shehaya einei tzara ba'avodah zarah shelo. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman answered, "It's because he was stingy with his idolatry." Hezeh haisa einei ra ba'avodah zarah shelo. How was he stingy with his idolatry? Havi bar Nash asad emekar v'tor oy eimer oy gedi la'avodah zarah va'amalei. Haisei olai, v'hu amalei ma'azum ha'ilaloch, lo'yvoya, v'lo'y shamas, lo'y ches, v'lo'y shoyse, lo'y mitiva, v'lo'y miriya, v'lo'y medaberes. The answer is, if a man came to offer a bull, sheep, or kid to idolatry, and said, "Appease it to me," Yonathan would say, "What will this help you? It doesn't hear, or eat, or drink, or benefit, or harm, or speak." Amalei chayechavam omanavid, the man said, "Well, indeed, you're correct. Even so, I want to appease it. What should I do?" V'amalei azel avid v'aisili chad pinach v'soiles v'asken alai esabein v'asken kimei v'ruochol mikol mad asi v'anu mefayes li alech. Rav Yonathan said, "Go make and bring to me a bowl of fine flour and prepare on it 10 eggs and put it in front of it and it will eat from all that it comes and I will appease it for you." V'kirin da'azalei hava achilon. Once the man left, Yonathan will eat it himself. Zimna chad chada asa chad barpachin amalei kain. Amalei im ein me'ila klum at ma'avid hacha. Amalei v'gein chai. One time a astute man came, and Yehonathan said the same thing to him. The man said, "If it doesn't help at all, so what are you doing here?" He said, "It's my income." Ken she'omad David ha'melech shalach v'heviyo amalei at ben benoi shel oisei sadik v'at oivid avodah zarah. Once David ha'melech became king, he sent and bought the Yehonathan to him. He said, "You're the grandson of that tzaddik, and you serve idolatry." Amalei kach anhim kubam beis avi abba. Mocho atzmacha lagodya zora v'altiftach rabiyas. Your innocent said, so I received my grandfather's house, sell yourself to avodya zora, and do not be in need of stocker from people. Amalei chafa sholom le'omah ken ele mocho atzmacha lagodya, shehi zora lach v'altiftach rabiyas. The Lord said, chafa sholom, Moshe did not say so. Rather, sell yourself to an avodah, which means to a job that is zora, that's foreign to you, means less honorable than you're used to, and don't be in need of people. Once David saw that Yonathan loved money, he appointed him over his storehouses, as it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chavav, Pasuk Chav Dalad, that Shmuel ben Gershom ben Moshe was appointed over the storehouses. Shuel Shushav El Kel Bachal Liboy Bachal Kaychei Nagid Al Aitzois Sheminu Al Tidboyes Shulai. He's called Shvuel because he shav, he returned to Hashem with all of his heart and all of his might, and he was Nagid Al Aitzois, means he was appointed, he appointed him over his storehouses. Nesivin Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Bahaksiv Ajoim Golos Haaretz. The Gemara asks against Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman that it says that he was a preacher of idolatry until the exile of the land. Shmuel bar Nachman answered, after David died, Shlomo became king and switched the appointments, and Yonathan returned to his old, terrible ways. And this is the meaning of the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and an elderly prophet was living in Bethel. They say that this false Navi was him. One who sees the sun in its tekufa, which means the same position as when it was first put in the heavens on Yom Ravi, the Wednesday, which occurs once every 28 years, the moon in its tekufa, or the sky in its clarity, he says the Boch HaBoch Oise Bereshis. Number of Chuna, Rav Huna says that he blesses for the sky and its clarity only in winter after 3 days of rain and the wind disperses the clouds, quoting from the Pasuk in Iyo, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chof Aleph, and now they did not see the light. It means the Pasuk says that they did not see clear light due to the clouds, and wind passed and purified them. When he sees the moon in its chidush, means after it vanishes and reappears at the beginning of the month, he says, Boch Machadesh Chadoshim, and that's the Boch of Kiddush Levana. Ad Heichan, until when may one bless? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yosi Atatira Mechatzi Chamita, I should say. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Yosi, answered, it's until it appears like a half bowl, means it's half is lit. Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Yosi Ad Chetismali P'Gimasa. Rav Acha and Rav Chanina, quoting Rav Yosi, gave a second answer, it's until sufficiency is filled, means the full moon, that all is lit. Rabban Kisoran Amin Ad Arbor Asayim, and a third answer is from Rabban Kisoran, it's until 14 days of the month. And Rav Yosi Bebun Beyos Klum Mismaleth Bekimasa Ela Ad Yudalat Yom. And Rav Yosi Bebun supported that this is correct because the deficiency is not filled until 14 days. Ha Kol Yudalat Yom Serach Levarech means all 14 days one must bless, after this one may not. Tefillah, the Gemara asks, in Tefillah, how do we close the middle bracha of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yosi Bar Nuhurai Omar Matash Yisrael Mechadesh Chadoshim. Rabbi Yosi Bar Nuhurai gave the first answer, it's Mechadesh Yisrael, he sanctified Yisrael, Mechadesh Chadoshim, and he renews the moons. Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi Omar Matash Yisrael Veroshay Chadoshim. And the Mechir Ba'ashi had a slightly different text, Mechad Yisrael V'roshei Chadoshim. Shmuel HaMasach Lomer V'Hasiyenu, Shmuel says, you must say in Musaf the Bracha V'Hasiyenu Es Birchas Me'adecha. Rav HaMasach Lazkir Bar Zman, Rav says, you must mention Zman, and you should say V'titin Lanu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Tani Rabbi Hoshea V'Hayu La'isos L'Ma'adim U'L'Yomim, you should say V'Shanim. Rabbi Hoshea said in Abaisa that we bless on the sun and the moon in the Tekufa, because it says in the Pasuk, in Bereshis Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph, and there shall be for signs and for Mayadim days, for days and years. Ha'ive ben akvois ma'o'ime, one who passes amongst graves, what does he say? Bochat Hashem Mechayim Mefim. He says, Bochat Bochat Hashem Mechayim Mefim. He brings back the dead to life. Rabchia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Boch Neman B'Davoyu Mechayim Mefim. Rabchia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says a different text, which is Boch, who has believed in his words, and he brings back the dead to life. Rabchia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ayodea, Mitzparachem, Hu Yo'ira Eschem, Hu Yigale Esa Ofer, Me'ale Nechem. Bochat Hashem Mechayim Mefim, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, he should say the following text: who knows their number, he should awake them and reveal and yigale and reveal their earth from their eyes. Baruch Hashem, who brings the dead back to life. And this is the second version of what Rabbi Chiya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lezer b'shem Rabbi Chanina, asher yotzar eschem b'din, v'chilkel eschem b'din, v'silek eschem b'din, v'asid achi eschem b'din, hayodem esparachem, hu yigale ofer me'eneichem, baruch Hashem meisim. And the fourth version of the text is from Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Chanina, that he created you in justice, and he sustained you in justice, and he removed you in justice, and in the future he's going to bring you back to life in justice. The one who knows your number, he should reveal the earth from your eyes. Baruch Mechayim Mefim, blessed is the one who brings the dead back to life. Adam Abba Mefi Yisrael, Abba Mefi Umat Ha'ilam, Oime, Baisha Imchem Oren Chafa Yudachem V'Gayme. This only refers to dead Yisraelim, but for dead Gentiles, he says, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Nun, Pasuk Yudbeis, that has been greatly shamed, she who bore you has been embarrassed. Havoye HaKeshes Ba'anon Oimer Bochat HaShem Zoyche Abris. If one sees a rainbow in the cloud, he says, blessed is your Hashem, who remembers the covenant. Zubchir B'Shem Rav Yochanan Ne'eman Mevisoi V'Zoyche Abris. Zubchir, quoting Rav Yochanan, says the text is that he is faithful in his covenant, and he remembers his covenant. Rabbi Chizkiah b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah called Yomav Shel Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai l'nirusa hakeshes ba'anon. Rabbi Chizkiah, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said that all the days of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, a rainbow was not seen in a cloud, because his merit sufficed that the world would not be destroyed. Rabbi Chizkiah b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, kein hava Rabbi Shimon Yochai oimer, bika bika esmali dinu izav v'haisa mismala. Rabbi Chizkiah, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said so Rabbi Shimon Yochai used to say, valley, valley, be filled with golden dinarim coins, and it will be filled. Rabbi Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kain hava b'shem ben Yochai oimer, ani ra'isi b'nei ha'olam haba mi'utin hein. In talasin inun ana uvri min hoin. In train inun ana uvri min hoin. Rabbi Chizki, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said that, so Rabbi Shimon Yochai used to say, I saw those who are b'nei olam haba, who have a place in the world to come, and they are few. If there are 30, I and my son are amongst them. If there are 2, they are me and my son. Rav Chizki b'shem Rav Yirmiyah, kach chai Rav Shimon ben Yochai oimer, yikarv avram min gabay v'ad gabay, v'anam mikarv min gabay v'ad seif kol doi. Rav Chizki, quoting Rav Yirmiyah, said, so Rav Shimon Yochai used to say, let avram come and draw close to Hashem, means atone for everyone, from his time until my time, and I will draw close everyone from my time until the end of all generations. And if not, Mrs. Merit doesn't suffice, Achia Shiloni will join with me and I will draw the entire nation close. Now ask the Gemara, why did the Mishnah put good tidings next to rain? I should say, quoting Levi, answered using a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chofei, Pasuk Chofei, cold waters on a tired soul, and a good tiding from a distant land. How much rain must fall that make a person obligated to bless? The first answer is Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, initially at the time of the first rainfall, it's Kadei Revia, which will explain. At the end, which is the time of the second rainfall, is enough to rinse the face of the ground. Rabbi Yanai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish b'tchila kadei Revia u'lebesef kadei shetisha amugufa. A second answer is from Rabbi Yanai, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, quoting Reish Lakish. Initially, it's kadei Revia, as we'll explain. At the end, it's enough to soak the cork of a bell. V'yesh magufa nishris is a cork soaked. People don't leave corked bells outside. Rather, we view it as if it were outside and it would have been soaked. ורבי יונה ורבי יהודה בשם שמור בתחילה כדי רבי ולבסיף אפילו כלשהו. A third answer is from Yosi quoting Rav Yehuda and Rav Yona and Rav Yehuda quoting Shmuel. Initially, it's Kadei Ravia. At the end, it's any amount. Rav Yosi Rav Shem Rav Yehuda have six Tanis Ne'emah. Rav Yosi quoting Rav Yehuda said no, that it was said that any amount suffices to cease a fast means due to a lack of rain, but not to be able to make the bracha. Rav Chizkiya, the Rebbe should say Tanchum, Rav Ada, Bar Avimi, have in Yasvin. And Rav Tanchum, Rav Ada, Bar Avimi, Lamistava, Lebracha, Ne'emah, Amalei, Hin. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Tanchum, Rav Ada bar Avimi were sitting. Rav Tanchum asked Rav Ada bar Avimi, is it not reasonable that it was said regarding a bracha? And he said yes. Am Rav Chizkiya, Rav Ada bar Avimi, lamestavra lahafsik ta'anis ne'ma amalei in. Rav Chizkiya asked Rav Ada bar Avimi, is it not reasonable that it was said about ceasing to fast? And he said yes. Amalei lama amaslei hin hachin. Rav Chizkiya said to Rav Ada, why did you tell Rav Tanchum yes? It was said regarding the bracha. Amalei kashitas Rebbe. Rav Ada said it's like the opinion of my Rebbe. Am Rebbe Mana Rav Chizkiya. Mani Rebbe. Amalei Rebbe Zeira. Rav Mana asked Rav Chizkiya, who is Rav Ada's Rebbe? And he said it is Rebbe Zeira. Amalei Ra'anan Aminan Rav Yosi b'shem Rebbe Zeira lafsik tanas nemra. Rav Mana asked, we said that Rav Yosi quoted Rebbe Zeira to say it was said to cease the fast. Rav Yehuda bar Yechezkel Amar Abba Mevorech Al Yoridus Geshomim Yifkado Yifkadash Yisborach Yisroimim Shimcha Malkeinu Akotipa Rotipa Shad Moirid Lanu Shad Manian Zu Mizu. Rav Yehuda bar Yechezkel said that my father blessed on rainfall Yifkado Yifkadash Yisborach Yisroimim Shimcha Malkeinu for every drop that you send down to us that you separate one from another. Yerod Yigoran Tzeimayim should say Shimanian Zu Mizu. It says in the Pasuk in Iyo Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk of Zayin, for he increases drops of water, they pour rain into his cloud. Means he withholds one from another, means that if two drops would come from the same cavity, they would make the ground muddy and unable to bear fruit. As it says, Vayigra me'erkecha, the Pasuk in Vayigra Perek of Zayin, Yudches, and it shall be deducted from the value. Rav Yudin v'lei oida l'shehu meiridam b'midah sh'nehemah u'mayim tichan b'midah. Tichan b'midah. Rav Yudin says not only this, rather further he brings down rain by measure, as it says in the Pasuk in Iyo Perek Chofches, Pasuk Chofhei, and he sets up water according to a measure. Rav Yosi bar Yaakov silek me'bakra Rav Yudin migadlaya ad du tamon nachas mitra v'sham makale ama elef alofim b'riri revoron Chayovim lahidus l'shimcha malkeinu al kol tipa u'tipa sh'at moiri lanu sh'at glemol toiva l'chayovim. Rabbi Yosa bar Yaakov went to visit Rabbi Yudin Migdalaya, who was sick. When he was there, rain came. He heard Rabbi Yudin say, millions and hundreds of millions, we must thank your name, our king, for every drop that you bring down to us, that you bestow good to the liable. Amalei hada min alach, amalei achin hava Rabbi Simon Mevarech al yuridus kasham. Rabbi Yosa asked, what's your source to bless this way? And he said, because Rabbi Simon used to bless this way on rainfall. How much rain must fall, and it's the shear, the amount called Raviyah. Says it's to fill a furrow made by ploughing tools to the depth of 3 tefachim. Raviyah says, in the first Raviyah it's a tefach, in the second it's 2 tefachim, and in the third it's 3 tefachim. Tani Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer Ein Echal Tefach Yered Melemala Shein Haaretz Melemala Kenegdoi Shnei Tefachim. The Baisa says from Rabbi Shimon Elazar, no Tefach of rain descends from above that the land does not raise 2 Tefachim of water from the depths corresponding to it. My timer, Tahim Al Tahim Koya Lekol Tzinurecha. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Membeis Pasuk Ches. The deep calls out to the deep, to the sound of your water channels. V'amr v'levi ha'mayim ha'alyonim z'chorim v'tachtonim nekevois. Ma'a tam, tifasach ha'aretz, v'nekeva ha'azois shihi p'isachas lefnei ha'zochar. V'ifu yesha z'epiri u'rivya. V'levi says the upper water is male and the lower water is female. What's the source? A pasuk in Yishaya Perek Memhei pasuk kes, that the land opens up. The land will open up like a female who opens in front of a male. V'ifu yesha, the pasuk says, in Yishaya Memhei Pasuk Ches, and salvation shall grow. This is referring to Puru Ravu, וסתוקה תצמיח יחד זו יורידת הגשומים, כי אני השם ועשיו, לקח ועשיע לתיקוני ולישובו של העולם. And salvation and righteousness shall sprout. This is referring to the rain falling. I am Hashem who created it. I created it for the fixing and settlement of the world. V'acha tana rab b'shem v'shem ben Gamliel, v'nam nikra shema rabbiya, shehi rebrasas es haaretz. V'acha, and some teach it in the name of Rabbi Shem Gamliel. Why is it called rabbiya? Because it's rebeya, the land, enables it to produce fruits. V'chalina bar yaka v'shem Rabbi Yehuda, shor sheichita b'ikim b'aretz nun ama. Shor sheteina v'achim b'ikim b'tzu. V'chalina bar yaka, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, says that roots of wheat break through the land 50 amos. Soft roots of fig trees break through the land as hard as rock. Tani v'bishmol ben elazar ime, eina oret shoyse ela lefi chisuma. The advice of v'bishmol ben elazar says that only the surface of the land drinks. Im kein ma yaseh shoshi charuv, ma yasu shoshi shikma. If so, what do roots of carob and sycamore trees do that are very deep? How do they absorb water? Am v'bichanina achas v'sheshem yoim, tohim oile u'mashka isoi, v'ma'atam, ani Hashem noitza l'vagoyim ashkena. Rechina answered, once every 30 days, water from the depths rises and waters them. What's the source? It's a pasuk. Also in Ishaya, in Pek, Chavzayin, pasuk Gimel, Ayin Hashem, guard it every moment I water it. Amar Bizeira, Tani, Taman, Ra, Zol, Bala Olam, Beseva, Bala Olam, Na'am, Aspik, Lamedina, Oymer, Boch, Hateva, Meitev. Bizeira says, quotes the Baiser, if one sees deflation of prices come to the world, or satiation come to the world, or a river supplies the need of a city, he says the Bocha Bocha Teva Metev. Amulai, Meis Aviv, Oime Boch Dana Emes, Meis Rishoi, Oime Bocha Teva Metev. If they told him that his father died, he says Boch Dana Emes. If he died and bequeathed to him, he says also the Bocha Bocha Teva Metev.